Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, here we go. Another week. Another week down, another week started here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And the first day, well, first of all, today's kind of a sad day in a way. Like, not like truly sad, but a sad day in a way. My wife always gets sad when it's the days get shorter days, right? Josh, like yesterday, this weekend, we're the longest daylight days of the year. You know that, right? And now we're getting shorter every day.
I didn't think about this until you brought it up, and now I'm sad, so thank you.
Now you're sad, right?
Yeah,
I know. It sucks because you're like, wait a minute. But summer just started this weekend. It didn't, like, end.
Right, like the first
day. But that's what happens
on
the summer solstice. Yes, I think so, yeah. Friday into Saturday, I think whatever time of day, whatever, how that works. But, yeah, the summer solstice is the longest day of the year. The 20th, 21st, longest day of the year, whatever it is, astronomically exactly, to the minute. And then we start to get a little bit shorter each day. So here we are on June 23rd, and we're a little bit shorter today than yesterday, and then a little bit shorter tomorrow than today. And you think about that, and you're like, oh no, that sucks. That means we're getting closer to winter. But we're not, because we're actually a whole summer still like to go. We just started summer. It's kind of weird to think about it that way. It's a little bit of a dichotomy for you. Like, days are getting shorter, but, you know, the summer is here. I mean, the summer is here. And we know that because there's no more NBA or NHL. Yesterday was the final day of the NBA season, the final night of the NBA season. The Oklahoma City Thunder win their first ever title. And, I mean, this is a really good team, young team. They could kind of be there for a while, right? Who knows? It's hard to win anyway. And much less, you know, back-to-back. We just saw a back-to-back repeat winner in the NHL with the Florida Panthers. They've gone to 3 in a row. But I would not be stunned if the Thunder come back and they're in the same spot next year, a chance to win it all. But this is a team where, Josh, do you know what their record was? Anything close to it in 2021 coming out of the COVID year?
Oh, I mean, I know they.
I guess it would be the COVID year. The COVID year, I guess.
They weren't.
I guess that would
great,
that right? would be the COVID year. But either way,
they were kind of like not terrible, but not like a playoff team, though. I can't remember, but I remember like this.
No,
is,
they were terrible.
Oh, they were terrible.
They were 22-50.
Oh, wow.
They had 50 losses. Now wait a minute. The next year they got worse. In 21-22, coming out of the COVID year, 24-58. They had a 293 winning percentage in 21-22.
Wow.
And 3 years later, they win the NBA championship. Pretty remarkable, actually, when you think about that. I mean, that's a quick, incredible turnaround, actually, right?
And didn't they have like close to like 60 or 70 wins this year or something like that? Like, they had a crazy amount of wins.
68. Yep, they had 68. Were they the worst? Let me see. Were they the worst team in the league? They were not. The year they went 24-58. It's kind of funny, actually. The four worst teams that year: the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Detroit Pistons, who are, what were they this year? They were, let me just kind of check on, what was their record this year? They weren't like terrible. Right now they're over, yeah, they were over 500, 44-38. Oklahoma City Thunder, but what's crazy is you think about Oklahoma City, the only team worse than them in the West were Houston. And look where Houston is now. And then they just traded for Durant too, by the way. And you know who was worse in the East, believe it or not? The Magic. And the Magic are a good young team. I've seen people think the Magic could actually get out of the East next year, especially after the trade they just made. Here's the point. The NBA, you turn around quick, right? Now, the Pacers have kind of been a little bit of the, in a way, the antithesis of that, because they've just kind of been consistently good. They just can't win at all. Like, they're in this boat where every year, I'm looking back, they actually did miss the playoffs for 3 years. They were 25-57. They were worse than I thought, I guess, in that 1 year as well. But the Pacers, though, they did miss the playoffs for 3 years, but generally they're a team that's making the playoffs. They win maybe a series. They got to the finals this year, conference finals last year. So I guess they had a nice turnaround as well. But if you're thinking, I'm thinking of a parallel to the NHL, right? Where it doesn't seem as easy in the NHL. You kind of have the same group of teams. But it can happen. And here we are sitting this week, draft week, for the National Hockey League. When does the draft actually start? It is Friday night, correct? Friday night is round one of the NHL draft this week. I want to make sure I get this right so we know exactly when this starts. I think that's correct, right? Josh, when is it? Is it Friday night? Do you know what time it is Friday night? What time the NHL draft
is? I think 7. 7 or 8 usually is when it starts, and it's a decentralized draft this year too. So everyone's going to be in their own places. We're going to get to see some draft rooms.
Yeah, and that'll be cool. And obviously, the Sabres are using the Bills draft room.
It is 7, Sal.
It is 7 o'clock. Thank you. So it is Friday night though. Friday night at 7, right? So the NHL has gone also to this model of making sure that, you know, they kind of maximize on viewership, listenership, whatever, however you want to say it. Kind of like the NFL has done. But here you are in the NHL with what I think is a harder sport, it seems like, at least, you know, anecdotally, to kind of turn around. But it can't happen. I mean, who's the team in hockey that's kind of, ooh, let's do this, Josh. Let's go through the NHL real quick, the last couple of years. Who's a team that was just absolutely terrible not too long ago, but is actually pretty good right now? Can you think of one?
It was a little longer ago than 3 years, but the New York Rangers had like a quick turnaround. But they're not necessarily like.
But they weren't cup down contenders. For super long, right?
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Is like they were down for like 2 years. They had Kaapo Kakko second overall, and then they got Alexis Lafreniere the next year at first overall.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're just back into cup contention, or well, playoff contention. And that's like the one team that sticks out to me in recent years. I mean, Florida kind of sort of comes out of nowhere, but at the same time they were still like playoff contenders before the last three cup runs.
You know who was really, really bad, but they got pretty decent this year, but they still aren't great, is Ottawa.
Yeah, Ottawa was kind of a surprise this year too. That was like the Sabres, the Senators, and the Red Wings have been three teams where every year it's like, okay, but this is the step, this is going to be the year where they take a step, and the Senators finally did it. Even the Red Wings kind of did it a little bit too, but I think Ottawa might have, you could say they did it better. But
if you look at Ottawa, though, they had, here's their win totals going back to 17-18 in their consecutive win totals. Ready? 28, 29, 25, 23. And then they started building 33, 39, 37, 45 this year.
Yeah, I think
so they started building it up a little bit.
I think Ottawa's the right choice where in terms of the direction they're going, but it's still not as drastic as the Thunder. Like the Thunder were, like we were just saying, like they were winning 20 games a year, and now they're NBA champions and won 68 games this year in the regular season. Like it's crazy to see that kind of turnaround. But it was, it's also, I think, the size of the team is what matters here, too. Like, your bench is so much smaller. Like, your roster itself is so much smaller. The draft is only two rounds.
Yep.
So it makes everything so much more important and in terms of the drafting and the type of players you're picking. And I think that they're just built the right way to win in the way the NBA is set up nowadays, like, which is interesting because it doesn't seem like they have those types of players when you look at them on paper. But in the game, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander proved why he won MVP of the league last night, because he was the MVP of the entire playoffs. Like, that was just his style of play. Like, you know, teams couldn't combat it. And, you know, I know it's been kind of talked about a lot on Twitter because of the way he's, you know, maybe pushing off of guys to get those fouls and whatnot. But if he's winning games, then he's winning games, right? Like, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's actually, it's funny, we're doing this exercise and I'm looking at it going, it really is hard in the NHL to kind of have that quick turnaround. You have the same group of teams almost every year. And it doesn't mean that they always get to the cup finals, but it's always the same teams in the mix getting to the playoffs and fighting, right? The Capitals, the Hurricanes. Aren't the Hurricanes the Pacers kind of in this regard, right?
Yes.
It seems like.
Yeah.
Right?
They get there and then they just kind of fall apart.
Yeah, well, that fall apart, right? Like, they're just a good team. Always like, oh, and again, I said, I know the Pacers weren't there for a few years, but they seem like they're just always in the mix and they can't get over the hump. The Devils, the Maple
That's
Leafs,
also the Leafs kind of
Lightning.
Too. The Leafs and Pacers.
The Leafs?
Kinda...
Oh, I mean, the Leafs. Well, the Leafs are more like the Bills. Like, they're really good. Yeah. And they can't, you know, get all the way to where their ultimate goal is. In the West, it's really been the same. It's been the Jets, the Stars, the Avs, the Knights, the Oilers. I mean, the Kings, every so often here, I think they've been pretty good. But, yeah, it's really hard. So this is the week where you got to kind of lay that groundwork for the Sabres. I think what we all look at with the Sabres is it's not just like, okay, there's some building blocks and steps here. Like, we've been through that. I think what's frustrating with the Sabres, when you take all this in totality, is it should have happened by now. I think that's the frustrating part. Not that it's not happening. It should have happened by now. Like, where you've been in this mode of and mold of having this team that was rebuilding, and they got a rebuild, and then they didn't get there, and then they kind of had to do it again, and they didn't get there. And it's not just a, okay, we know that it's hard to do in the NHL, and you have to be kind of a little more patient in the NHL, I think, generally, than you do in the NBA. But it's the frustration of, how did you not already get there, though? You should have, given some of the talent you have and some of the guys that have walked out the door, you've traded, or things like that. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, this is another big week for that, because as much as you want to say, oh, it takes a long time, and we just went over it. It's been a long time. It's not that it takes long. It's not from here out. This is not the starting. We're not the starting point this week. Like, tonight should be this week should be the actual, like, part of the ending point, because this year should be the ending point. Last year should have been, the year before should have been, whatever you want to call it. That's what's frustrating. Now, it also goes back to what I said last week when the Panthers won. Panthers win the Stanley Cup, and I'm watching Sam Bennett put that thing over his head, and I'm thinking, boy, Sam Bennett's been in this league 11 years. He's still only 28. Like, it takes a while in the NHL. Yeah, age-wise, he's still young, air quotes, but, like, he's a vet. He's been 11 years in this league. It's unbelievable to think about that, right? Like, it takes a while. And that's what, you know, you look at the Sabres roster, they need to get older. They need to get a little better. They need more veterans. They need guys with a little more, what do you want to call it? Well, they need guys with grit. I'm not talking about running around and punching people in the face. I'm talking about guys who've kind of been through some wars and battles. I do think, though, and I've always said this, I think one thing that, like, really holds the Sabres back, obviously for reasons of their own doing, okay, I get that, but it's just a simple rule of having, you know, no movement clauses in this league and no trade clauses in this league. And I think that they get kind of handed out like candy. I don't love them. I understand that, you know, players should have, and I'm, you know, pro player and having their own, you know, ability for their careers to do things, but no movement clauses and no trade clauses in the NHL, they've kind of just... That's a big reason why they've also kind of ruined the whole point of this and the way to do it. You're so limited. The Sabres, last year, Kevin Adams, well, we had a deal for someone. It fell through. Like, yeah, because if a guy doesn't want to come to Buffalo, and yeah, that's your own doing. I get it. You got to fix it internally. It's hard to do. or find somebody that has no choice but to come to you if you do trade for him. So we'll see what happens this week. The NHL draft is Friday night. What do you want to see from the Sabres this week? What do you want to see? Because the reason I bring that up is this week is a big week for movement. We've been hearing a lot of rumors about J.J. Paterka going back really at the trade deadline, and they still continue. And I don't really know what the Sabres are going to do with J.J. Paterka. I don't want the Sabres to trade J.J. Paterka. I'm also not completely beholden to who's on this roster, considering what's been happening and where this team is, because if you can go out and get good NHL players, then go do it. What I don't want from the Sabres, and I've said this time and time again, and I'm still holding this, is for them to tell us to go draft a number 9 overall pick, hold it up and say, all right, here we go. This is another, you know, guy that's going to help us in our future 3 years from now. Great. You want to pick a really nice player? That's fine. I don't care about 3 years from now anymore. Like, that's for all of us. It's just, that's where we've been. That's what I don't need from this team. And so what do you need? What do you want to see? Do you want to see them make a move for a goalie this week? Do you want to see them trade J.J. Paterka and get something of real value, you think, for him because of his situation and what he might command? Do you want to see them not trade J.J. Paterka and sign him to an extension? He can do that after July 1st, obviously, or I think can restrict his also after the first. They have to qualify him first, but I think that's how you go and do it, because I know that's the case with pending unrestricted free agents next year. Is that what you want to see? What do you want to see from them? What do you need to see from them? The guys were talking this morning about goaltender. Oh, man, I really do believe Devon Levi is going to be good. I'm holding on to that. I am. I also understand the point of that he's young. He still needs another year, maybe. But how do you do that when UPL just had...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
His own issues last year that we saw. I kind of want to see a Bo Byram trade, because it just feels like you're going to get something for him that can help you. And that's just a situation where, even though he's not like hating the organization, he's not super happy with his role. So you might as well do something now instead of paying him. Like, I kind of want to see that. I like Bo Byram. He's a good player. But that just seems like the situation and the kind of situation where you do need to do something and move on. 803-0550. What do you want to see from the Sabres this week? Also, here's a question for you. How are you spending your summer sports watching? Because, and you can chime in on this one on Twitter if you want, at Sal Sports on Twitter. How are you watching, how are you spending your summer sports watching? Do you just like shut it down like, I don't really care, I just want to go out? Or is it like all baseball? Are there other sports, WNBA, whatever it is for you, golf, that you watch? Like, what? How do you spend that? You go back and rewatch Bills games from years ago? I don't know. Maybe you do. I've done that quite a few times, actually, but it's not like I spend every night doing it now that the NHL and NBA are over. Speaking of summer sports watching, Yankees, Orioles this past weekend. We're going to talk with Sal Majorana on what he saw yesterday. I don't know. I have to see if he's still in New York, but he was at the game yesterday, an 11:30 a.m. start for the Yankees and Orioles yesterday. It was a Roku TV game. I was at the game Friday night, went to Yankee Stadium Friday night, saw the Yankees play the Orioles, the only game of the weekend they lost, of course. Did not go to the game on Saturday, had a chance to, didn't go, and almost missed a no-hitter. I did not miss the no-hitter because they didn't throw a no-hitter. Got Sal coming your way at 10:30. We'll talk with him. And then Paul Hamilton on the start of draft week for the Sabres and the NHL at 11 a.m. here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I have gone this whole time without mentioning what happened last night, obviously. Tyrese Halliburton, just absolutely brutal, devastating. You hate to see that. You've seen it too many times. These Achilles injuries are just brutal for these athletes, and we've seen too many really star players with them more recently. It used to be a lot of the ACL was the big one back, you know, for many years, and they still have those, but it just seems like too many Achilles injuries in a lot of them. And what happened last night to Halliburton in that situation, in that game, for that player is just devastating. It was terrible. Hated to see that. 803-0550, the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Dave in Buffalo's up first. Hi, Dave. You're on WGR.
Thanks, Al, for taking my call. It seemed to me, you know, fairly clear what I would do. Well, one thing is clear is that I don't really know anything. I'm just a fan. So if I was really good at this, then I'd go and make money and work at it. But, you know, everybody has an opinion, so...
I make money. I work at it. I'm not really good at it, but I do make money doing it. So I'm kind of faking it all these years, Dave. You got it, buddy. Go ahead.
But that being said, what I would do if I was the king, I think this team needs leadership. They don't need great players. They just need leadership to make the players that are there now better. Paterka is a great player. Paterka is a good player, actually, and he has a potential to be a great player. But I'd be happy to trade Paterka and get a player who I know is good right now, who can really be a leader in this team. To me, I think it starts with Lindy Ruff, who did a good job, I think, of really emphasizing accountability. He said players really need to be accountable to themselves. What do you have to do as a player to make yourself better? But I also think Lindy didn't do the job in that he didn't make the players accountable to each other, that he didn't really set up a situation where there was internal pressure in the team where they were, you know, requiring their other teammates to step up and do the job. And the ones who did the job would be great, and the ones who didn't do the job, well, that just happens. So what I'd really be looking for is to trade Paterka to get a good player. Actually, quite frankly, I think they need two players who are, you know, they're older. They're never going to be great, but they're good right now. So I'm interested in moving even my draft pick and Paterka to get me two players who are good and who won't be great, who can really increase leadership on this team. And I want Lindy to step up and probably to sit down with Darlene, sit down with Tage Thompson, probably sit down with Tuck, and to say, are you guys in or are you guys out? If you're in, then you need to really demand better production from your fellow teammates, and you need to produce yourself to make that demand. So leadership is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Good call. And I would say the only issue is, and I don't disagree, the leadership is great, and you're 100% right. The only issue is what, going back to what I said, these no movement clauses, these no trade clauses, those kinds of players, they'll have them. Do they want to come to a team like Buffalo? I think you'd have to really target a player who's already won a cup, who believes that he can be the agent of change and pay him, right? I think that's what you'd have to do. As Jamie tweets in at Sal Sports, getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com, says, don't you think hockey has gone the way of baseball with only a few teams having a real shot to win it all? Guys only want to play for Florida teams, Vegas and the Rangers. Well, I don't agree with just those teams, but yes, it seems like only a handful of teams have a chance because of these no movement and no trade clauses, which Jamie also chimed in on. I agree with that. But thanks, Dave, for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Hi, Mike.
Yes. I guess when it comes to the Sabres, I really wish that they would just go with some players. And whether this is, you know, I guess it's going to mostly have to come through trades, where they just go for a more of a grittier type player. The problem I've had with the Sabres over, I don't know, the last 7-8 years, if not longer, is that they, you know, and I realize the game has changed, and you're not looking for fighters, obviously, because the game isn't about that anymore. But at the same time, you have to, I don't know what it is, the mindset, or, you know, even some of their draft choices. If you go through the last 3 or 4 years, they've all been smaller players. And I think they need to get more size and more grit. So if it was up to me, I would definitely go for size, and I would go for you know, definitely some players that have some grit. And when it comes to players like Jack Quinn and Owen Power, I mean, these players, I mean, Owen Power's got decent size, but you would never know it. He could skate with a carton of eggs under his uniform. Not one of them would be broke at the end of the game. So, I mean, I just need some grit and some size on this team.
All right, Jimmy, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. I don't think many people disagree with that take. Like, that's what they need. I mean, Owen Power should be a more physical player than he is. You're not going to get an argument from me. I'll also go back to, I mean, has he grown into his man's body yet, right? Like, I mean, I know that sounds funny to say, but I'm looking at these guys who are winning. And yes, you can have a really younger player who can be like that, but I'm watching some of these guys skate around with the cup and going, man, like, that guy's been in the league a while and he's finally arrived, right? Like, it takes a while. Just, I don't disagree with the point, though. And that is what they need. Joe in North Tonawanda. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Sal. Great job as always, buddy.
Thank you.
You know what? Unfortunately, I'm to the point with the Sabres. I have no expectations, and I really don't care. But listening to you, since you asked the question, I think Buffalo is a hard sell. With, if I'm not mistaken, Lindy's got 1 year left. Lame duck coach, a GM that should have been fired. So why would a player want to come here? Secondly, do we want the GM that hasn't done anything in 6 years to be making decisions on your valuable assets again? I'm just baffled by this team and ownership. And it's just, you know, I'm just to the point, Sal, beginning of the season, I have no expectations anymore. Used to be, oh, this might be the year. Now, I doubt it every year.
Yeah, well, listen, Joe, I mean, the issue is, as you know, you're not changing the GM now. That would have happened a month ago, right? You're not changing the head coach now. Not that you're suggesting it is. And yes, I mean, Lindy's getting older. I think that could have been a thought if they had made the playoffs. I think as Paul has said before, I think that, you know, maybe that was in the cards for Lindy, but he wants to fix this. He really, truly wants to get this team back in the playoffs. I think it's going to be his moment, you know, to kind of walk away and say, okay, now I finally got them better and where they needed to be a little bit, and we'll see. But the overall sentiment of the frustration I hear, Joe, and I understand that, but you're not going to change the GM now. We know that. Like, that, the time for that was a month ago. So what do you do now? That's the question. 803-0550. What do you want to see from the Sabres this week? And what I mean by that is this week. Like, you're not firing the GM this week, okay? You're not moving on from the head coach this week. You're not selling the team. What do you want to see on the ice? Roster moves. What do you want to see at the before the draft on Friday night? Or on Friday night at the draft? Lots of rumors out there. I mean, there's one this weekend about Mattias Samuelsson and a possible buyout. Great, okay. Like, if for the numbers I saw for the buyout, like, I had high hopes for Mattias Samuelsson. He cannot stay healthy, it seems like. And he's not the player they thought he was going to be when they paid him. So if you can buy him out for the minimal cost, it looked like they can buy him out, fine. If you want to trade him, someone to take that contract, you get an asset back, okay. Like, I'm fine with that. Is that something you want to see? 803-0550 is the number to call. All right, we have coming up next, Sal Marana. I'm hoping a bit of a different tone from my fellow Sal from last week after the Yankees just got annihilated basically by the Red Sox, but then they did go on to lose another three in a row to the Angels before winning three of their last four, including yesterday against the Orioles. Of course, more baseball as well, not just the Yankees. We'll talk baseball with Sal after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.